countries that are having a lot of difficulty right now are Italy and Spain when it comes to the Wuhan virus. No question about it. Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Good to have you here. And we've talked about it some. One of the reasons that northern Italy got hit so hard so early is because of the textile factories and so forth. They have a close relationship with China, and they would bring, not only would companies come back and forth, 4,000 companies, but labor would be brought in from China, cheap labor, slave labor, if you will. And now there are about 320,000 ethnic Chinese living in Italy, about 250,000 in Spain. And so the travel restrictions were not put in place as early as they were in the United States and elsewhere. And it creates a unique problem for both countries. Joining me now to talk about this, Tracy Beans, editor and founder of Undercover DC. Tracy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
Glad to have you in the No Panic Zone. All right, so lay out some of the things that you've discovered in your research about Italy specifically and why the problem there is so bad right now.
So you did a really great job introducing these concepts. Basically, in March of 2019, Italy entered into something called One Belt, One Road with China, where it was an economic partnership, kind of going back to the old Silk Road, so that they could use Italy to ship, to transport goods, to manufacture goods. They revitalized some northern ports, and they contribute to Italy's economy, and Italy was having a really hard time. This is, again, outside of all the problems that this brought to Italy. Illegal immigration of Chinese to Italy is at an all-time high. So that 320,000 number you mentioned is the highest in Europe, but there are tens of thousands more who are unregistered immigrants in Italy. And after they
You mean illegal aliens in Italy coming from China and elsewhere is what you mean?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's a
just
huge problem.
Specific.
So there's been kind of like a populist uprising in Italy outside of all this other stuff that's going on. But in February of this year, when things were really starting to heat up with the Wuhan virus, the mayor of Florence put out a kind of like a social media campaign called Hug a Chinese, where he encouraged, using a video produced by the Chinese government, Italians to hug their Chinese counterparts. So as these folks are coming back after Lunar New Year, as these folks are coming back after, you know, visiting their friends and family back home or coming to Italy to work, the mayor of Florence, as directed by the government of China, is asking Italians to hug their Chinese counterparts.
How'd that work out?
That's the opposite. We'll look at the numbers in Italy, and you'll see.
Right. How'd that work out? Well, Italy, we'll have to look at the numbers again today. It looked like the percentage of increase on a daily basis was starting to come down a bit a couple of days ago. Then it went back up. We'll see how that plays out. But obviously what happened when the president of the United States said no more flights coming in from China at the end of January, places like Italy scoffed at that. And as a result of that, they got peppered with the virus because the people were back and forth. We know now that more than 7 million people left Wuhan the days leading up to them closing that city down, and they went all over the world, all over the world. Spain, also susceptible because they have 250,000, 260,000 ethnic Chinese living in Spain. And they're not concentrated the way they were in northern Italy. And Spain right now looks like it might have an even bigger problem because it was spread more evenly across the country.
What's the epicenter of the disease here in the United States? New York City. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
New York City is the epicenter here in the United States. And the New York City Health Commissioner back in January, or late January, early February, I think it was the 16th, was tweeting that everyone should be going to the Chinese New Year parade and not to be racist and to make sure you're inclusive of your community. And now what do we see?
Right, and it's not about, you know, it's not about eating at the Chinese restaurant. It has nothing to do with it. And the president sending out a tweet here a couple of days ago, this has nothing to do with our Asian American citizens, nothing at all. They're trying to fight the virus the same as all of us. But let's be honest about where the virus came from. It's what we've always done. The Hong Kong flu, for example, or whatever it might be. In this case, it's the Wuhan virus. It's not racist. It's a matter of identifying where it came from and where the problem came from. But if you look at these different illnesses, SARS, MERS, SARS-2, which is basically what this is, they originate in the same areas every single time. And maybe it's time to take a look at that and address that base issue so we cannot have to do this ever again. Your thoughts?
No, I agree. I think that I read that entire stimulus bill, and outside of the fact that I'm absolutely disgusted with it, there is a lot of research money in there for things just like you said. There's a lot of research money in there for zoonotics and medicines that can stop zoonotic spread. There's a lot of research money inside there for preventing these mutations from animal to human. And there's a lot to study location origination. So they are looking into that.
You know, but it's nice that we don't have to spend all of our money on research. We can spend, you know, $25 million on the Kennedy Center and $13 million on Howard University. And, you know, and that'll be nice money well spent. We can spend millions of dollars on pay increases for Congress as well. I mean, how much research do you really need, Tracy?
It's that bill is a travesty. It's an affront to everybody living in this country right now. I am beside myself about this stimulus bill. It is really horrible.
It's terrible.
The Democrats were able to get reimbursement for menstrual products inside of this bill. So, and sunscreen.
Yeah.
Sunscreen. Yeah.
Nice. Because that's what you need. That's the key component to combating this. Tracy Beans is here, the editor and founder of Undercover DC. Undercover DC, a good place to go to find some articles that are not full-on panic. That's something else, you know. It's not full-on panic. This is the no panic zone. We bring people like you here to have a real conversation about what the numbers are and what they mean. But we do face a real problem in New York, no matter where it came from. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
I spoke to somebody very high-ranking in New York, and that article will be forthcoming. You can go to Uncover DC to find it. There's some shenanigans going on there as well. I've learned that they are not diverting patients yet from any hospital in New York, which means those hospitals are not overcrowded. So there's a piece coming out on that very shortly.
All right, we'll look for that. Undercover, D.C., Tracy Beans, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Be safe.
Thanks. Have a great one.
You as well. You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gerber Show. Back after this.